It's Thursday, April 11th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com. The Independence Police Department is asking for help in locating Teandre Bell, a teenager who went missing in Independence, according to an announcement from the department. Bell is a 14-year-old black male who stands at 5'4" tall and weighs about 110 pounds. He has been missing since March 31st. Police believe he is either in Cincinnati or Dayton, Ohio. Anyone with information about Bell's whereabouts should contact the Independence Police Department at 859-363-2912. Kenton County Dispatch at 859-356-3191. Or the local police department where they are located. Almost 2 years ago, the O'Rourke working crews broke into the abandoned Internal Revenue Service processing center in Covington, Kentucky. The building has now been completely demolished, paving the way for the Covington Central Riverfront Project, a mixed-use development initiative on the 23-acre plot. The project aims to revitalize the Northern Kentucky riverfront, part of a broader $5 billion investment plan. Covington Mayor Joe Meyer envisions the creation of the new neighborhood integrated with the city's existing areas. The IRS Center, once an economic hub, closed in 2016 due to technological advancements and tax filing. Now, Covington is embarking on one of its largest economic development ventures. Key developments include plans for a law school and a medical college branch on the site, with $150 million in state funding proposed. Infrastructure construction is on the way, with completion expected by September 2025. Additionally, a deal was struck for home builder Dries Homes to develop townhomes on part of the site. J. Davis Law Firm, a Covington law firm, held a press conference on Tuesday related to a civil rights lawsuit filed in 2021 involving Anthony Wynn. Wynn is a black man who alleges Covington police officers Doug Ulrich, John Murphy, and former Covington Police Chief Robert Nader violated his civil rights. The lawsuit alleges that the officers violated Wynn's constitutional rights during the course of a traffic stop in 2020. The officers allegedly applied excessive force during the course of the arrest, quote, violently slamming him into the ground, applying a chokehold, and proceeding to punch him in the face multiple times, according to a press release from the J. Davis firm. The suit alleges that the actions of the officers reflect a broader trend of excessive force and racial profiling among the Covington police. The Davis firm points to documents and internal investigations uncovered during the delivery process as evidence of ongoing pathological behavior on the part of the officers involved. The Campbell County Spring Cleanup event is scheduled for Friday, April 26th and April 27th. Residents of the county with photo identification or proof of residency can bring furniture, mattresses, trash, and yard waste to the following locations: Campbell County Police Department, 8774 Constable Drive in Alexandria, Frederickson's Landing, KY9-AA Highway in Wilder, Pendentry Park, 4113 Williams Lane in Melbourne. The event will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Additional items, including appliances, vehicle, and rechargeable battery electronics, limit one television per vehicle, propane tanks, scrap metal, and tires, limit 8 per vehicle, can be brought to the Campbell County Transportation Center at 1175 Racetrack Road in Alexandria. Participants must unload their own vehicle. Items will not be accepted are paint, liquids, junk vehicles, boats, hazardous waste, fluorescent bulbs, dirt, concrete, and rocks. That's going to wrap things up for us today, Thursday, April 11th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and I will talk with you again tomorrow on Friday. Thank you for listening.